Moving on now, Nigerian army troops have attacked the residential area home to a top Shia cleric in the north of the country. Eyewitnesses say army soldiers shot at local residents and guards who were trying to protect Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. At least 15 people have been killed and scores more injured in the violence that happened in the city of Zaria. Army forces attacked mourners marking the martyrdom anniversary of the 8th Shia Imam. The army has accused the Shia mourners of provocation, but Zakzaki's followers have denied the allegation, saying the attack was pre-planned. A protest rally has been held in the city of Bauchi in northern Nigeria to condemn the bloodshed. Activists have also gathered in front of the Nigerian embassy in London to draw public attention to the massacre. We've talked to Nigeria's top Shia cleric, Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, whose house remains under the army's siege. She told us more about government attempts to arrest him. Let's take a listen.
Well, there was no justification. They frame a kind of lie. They said that the convoy of the army was passing through the Husseiniyah and it was attacked. So that they destroyed the Husseiniyah. They killed so many people there. They kill and carry the bodies along with them, about 30 people. And then right now inside the Husseiniyah, there are 15 injured. Right now, 7 people have already passed away. They came to my house, and then they were shooting constantly. Right as of now, they have killed 12 people, and they have injured 41, and they're still shooting. You can hear the sound of shots.
Speaking to Press TV, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission in London, Masoud Shajareh, said that the attack on Ibrahim al-Zakzaki's home was pre-planned. He said al-Zakzaki and his followers are being targeted by the Boko Haram terrorists on the one hand and by the Nigerian government on the other.
And there is worry that the real target is the Sheikh Zakzaki himself. We saw from sort of early morning Nigerian time, you know, sort of around 10, 11 o'clock, army personnel gathered all around the Husseiniyah, and we got footage of this, and it shows very clearly they are surrounding and holding and taking position. This is nothing to do with, you know, travel of any individual, be it the army general, and it really shows very clearly that this was planned. They were positioning themselves, and then they started the attack. Now they have reached his house, and we are extremely worried for the well-being of Sheikh Zakzaki. You know, he's been attacked, and his community has been attacked by Boko Haram, and on one side, and on the other side, the Nigerian government. You know, it really shows the hypocrisy of what Nigerian government is doing. Instead of fighting the Takfiris,